Okay, let's get started. Okay, so I thought we'd a little bit discuss the Yachas at the Seder, the Great Divide. Yachas. It's, sometimes we do things in the Seder don't seem to have so much significance. We're just taking the matzahs and splitting it. What I want to do is show this is a very fundamental, a lot of disputes, machloksim, and rishonim about the mitzvah of Yachas, and it's definitely much more complicated than it just seems on the surface. It's not just splits and matzahs, but there's really a lot going on here. So to do that, we're going to first take a look at the Rambam. So if you look at the first source, Ram Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perachas Halach Vav. So Chakach Mevarach on Tiers Yadayim Minuto Yadav Shnir Shoy Sich Dayt Mishas Kris Argad. Fine. Lokech Shnir Kikin Cholik Echmen Meniach Parsis of Shalom. So you take two matzos. You split one of them and you place the broken piece within the whole piece. Mevarach Hamotzi Lachem Aris to make the bracha Hamotzi. B'nei Ma Einam Mevarach Lashtei Kikaros Kishar Yom Tovim. Why is it that when it comes to Leil Seder you don't make a bracha on two full pieces like you do on every other Yontiv? Mishim Shenemar Lachem Oni, because the Torah says Lachem Oni, Madarko Shani Bepusa, Afkan Bepusa. So, the same way, when it comes to a poor, it's a poor man, he eats broken bread. So, too, Leil Seder, we don't make Lachem Mishnah on two full matzahs, rather, we break one and put it in half to fulfill the din of Lachem Oni. Now, according to the Rambam, which matzah are you splitting? Which one?
The second one.
No, where does it say the second one? Doesn't matter. Exactly. It doesn't matter. According to the Rambam, you can split. What we're going to try to prove is, A, which matzah do you need to split from the two matzahs? And also, is there a fundamental reason for splitting the matzah? According to the Rambam, also, when are you splitting the matzah? According to the Rambam, when's the achatz performed? Yeah, when? When? At what point in the Seder? Where we have it or at a different point? Before the Haggadah.
After the Kriyas.
After the Haggadah. I mean, according to the Rambam, when do we do achatz?
Right.
After, meaning, according to the Rambam, when's the achatz performed? It will be after Netil Sudayim, before we make the bracha Hamotzi Matz, so that's when you're doing Yachatz. Where do we do Yachatz? We do it way earlier.
Not there.
Not there. Right, so the Rambam clearly disagrees. The Rambam argues. The Rambam holds that you're doing Yachatz much later in the Seder. Now, if you look at a second source in the Ritva quotes our Minhag, but he finds it very difficult. So Ritva writes as this. So Ritva, we have a Haggadah from Ritva, which is mostly just like so that Va'az and Haggas at the Seder. So the Rav writes, Naga Olam ki achas achas mina karpas, notli matza achas mechal kinusa. So the Olam is knowing that after they eat the karpas at the Seder, they take a matza and they split it. Michon sa prusa achas tachas amapa, like the Zayas matza shbechona, you place the prusa, you place the broken matza under the whole matza. Vom mishur zechem mishur asam tzias v'shusim losam. Fine. And the broken piece you place in the ka'ar of the other matzos. And the Gemara doesn't make any mention of breaking the matzah in Sazer Adva. And I don't know why we split the matzah at this point. Now, it's a long excerpt, but the Ritva essentially goes on and explains that the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daflam Tes has a halacha. That when, what matzah do we make? Normally, you make a bracha on food, so it's supposed to be shalom, exactly. So, Ritzad Hilchos Brachos, it'll be a problem to split the matzah right before you make the bracha of Hamotzi. I mean, according to the Rambam, what you're doing is you better make the bracha of Hamotzi, you split right beforehand. Well, the Gaonim, the Dvokot from Rav Haggon, that's a problem. Why is that a problem? Because we know there's halacha, you're supposed to make a bracha on something which is shalom. So, to split it right before Hamotzi is going to be a problem, because now you're making a bracha specifically on something which is split. So, what's the teretz? So, what do you do? So instead of splitting the matzah right before you make a motzi, you just sort of backtrack and split the matzah at the very beginning of the Seder. So therefore, when you're actually going to make a motzi, it's not a problem of making a bracha on something which is not shalom, because at that point, it's not like you brought something shalom. There's nothing shalom that was brought to you at that point. So according to the Rav, is there any fundamental reason for breaking the matzah? According to the Rav, is there any significance to the yachatz, really? No, there's no real significance. It's just something technical. So we want to split it because at some point, really needs to be split. We want to make the bracha of Hamotzi on broken matzah, but yeah, you do it at the beginning of the Seder, you do it at the end of the Seder, so fine. We do it at the beginning of the Seder for some sort of other halachic reasons, but there's no significance to the achatz itself. Fine, so that's the Ram, that's the Ritva. Neither of them really hold that there's any significance to the achatz. Now, if you look at the Rokeach here, the Rokeach seems to disagree. As well as the Rokeach, right? Yikach matzah rishona v'yivtza'ena l'shnayim v'yivnei shadarko sh'oni l'echol v'pusa v'yasim chesed tachas mapa ashem. So according to the Rokech, which matzah are you taking? Yikach? Matzah Yishonah, which is what? The tap matzah. Which is not what we do. Okay, we'll get there. Right? So according to the Kech, what are you doing? You're taking the tap matzah. Right? It's not the middle matzah. You're specifically taking the tap matzah. If you look in the Rosh, in the Torah, and this is what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, at the Rosh paskins that you split the middle matzah. And so it's four. Me'osin shosh matzah, yivsa shnil shnayim. Right? You split the middle matzah into two. So we have a machlokes here between the Rokeach versus the Rambam versus the Radva versus the Rosh. What?
We have three matzahs.
Oh, we'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there. That's the seven machlokes, which you're going to have to look into. Why is it two matzahs versus three matzahs? But before that, we have a fundamental machlokes. You said, according to the Rambam, we could split either matzah. According to the Radva, seemingly, I didn't quote here, but the Radva says also you could split either matzah. According to the Rokeach, you have to split the top matzah. According to the Rosh, you split the middle matzah. So what's the pshat in the machlokes? I mean, what's the pshat? How can we explain the machlokes to you in the Rokeach versus all the other Rishon where you have to split the top matzah, you have to split any matzah or the middle matzah? How can we understand this machlokes? Oh, yeah, exactly. So the Bach and the Torah explains, I didn't quote it here, but the Bach explains, so what's the machlokas between the Rokeach and all the Rishonim, which matzah you have to split the top matzah or the middle matzah? We have a principle in Halacha called in Mavir Na'al Mitzos, that whenever mitzah comes to you, you have to do it, first one. So according to the Rokeach, the first matzah which you're going to come to is the top matzah, so therefore that's the matzah you have to split. But according to the other Rishonim, well, it's pshat now. I mean, why is it according to the other Rishonim, they don't buy into this in Mavir Na'al Mitzos? Yeah, exactly. I mean, it must be that they hold that it's not a mitzvah. Yeah, if you look...
Where's the
Rokeach? So we're going to get there. Very good. Okay, you're jumping the gun. Right, so Rokeach clearly holds. Before we get to explain what the mitzvah is, so first let's explain why it's not a mitzvah. So if you look at the Mordechai here, the Mordechai has a whole set of the Haggadah, and he explains, so don't tell me that the reason why you should split the top matzah is because in my vina mitzvahs. Why? Because there's no mitzvah to break the matzah into two. So once there's no mitzvah to break the matzah into two, so why should you split the top matzah, so split the middle matzah, split any matzah? It doesn't matter. That's also the Ma'aril. I'm not going to read it, but that's what the Ma'aril explains. But essentially, the Ma'aril is getting at it. The Ma'aril explains that really, if you assume that there's a mitzvah in splitting the matzah, if you really assume that there's a mitzvah in yachatz, so you should do the top matzah. If you assume that there's really no mitzvah in yachatz, so you could split whichever matzah you want. You want to split the top matzah, fine. You want to split the middle matzah, it's also fine, and so on and so forth. So now the question becomes, we have Ben's question. So according to the Rokeach and the Smag and all the Yishim, assuming you split the top matzah because Eim Avir Na'al Mitzvah, so what's the mitzvah? What mitzvah are you doing with Yachatz that you need to split the top matzah? Do you have any suggestions?
The Rokeach says explicitly
Very good. So, yeah, good. Where does he get this from?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take a look. So look here. We'll look at a few sources where the Rokeach is probably getting this from, and what the Rishonim are getting at, perhaps with the mitzvah of splitting the mitzvah of Yachat. So if you look at the Shibbol Eileket. In source number 7, again, one of the great Rishonim, he quotes, so he says, Achar tibul rishon noto abaki echad mi amatzos, nikreis shmurim. Fine, you take one of the shmur matzos, ubeotseo so lishnayim, so you split into two, menia chetzi bika'ari mashlema, so you place half of it in the ka'ar with the whole matzah, echetzi akoroch osa biksas hamapa, so the other half you wrap around in the mapa and whatever is holding the matzah. Because of Baal Sesa Dibros and the Itter, the Baal Sesa Dibros is the Baal Itter, he writes, Al Shem Tzoros V'Simlos HaMashichmam. So there's an idea, Al Shem Tzoros V'Simlos HaMashichmam, it's the Pasuk in Chumash and Pasha's Baal. So it says that the Pasuk says that B'nai Saul, how did they carry their matzah? They carried it over their shoulder. And if anyone remembers the Rashi quoting from Chazal, so the Mechilta says, why is it that the Jewish people carried the matzah over their shoulder? So Chazal commented that the Jewish people could have carried the matzah they could put on their donkeys, but to show their chavivus for the mitzvah, their excitement for the mitzvah, they specifically carried it over the shoulder. So according to all these Rishonim, what's the mitzvah of? Why is it that we're splitting the matzah? So in a certain sense, what we're trying to do is reenact what our forefathers went through in Egypt, that they had the broken matzah. This is very much spelled out.
I'm not sure how
this
Shibbol Eileket arrived for you, because you said you could split either one.
According to what you're saying. We'll get there. We're going to get there, because there's going to be shittas that assume that you have to split them out. Meaning, What gets more complicated is let's say you don't. Well, halacha, we assume you don't have to split the top matzah. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch passes to split the middle matzah. So it could be because ein ma'avirin al mitzvos doesn't that meaning ein ma'avirin al mitzvos might not necessarily apply in this case. Well, okay, we'll get there. Okay, so if you look at the Kolbo in some an Aleph, so the Kolbo explains. So why do we say halach mania? So we're trying to inform the children, why is it that we split the matzah into two? Kedakos oni the lechem oni achlo avosim mitzrayim derechi pazon. So lechem oni our forefathers ate in Egypt quickly. Vayomim zeh alzeh kuk the kefin yesu v'yechol. Whoever wants to come and join can come and join. Kolomer kol mi shehiskin yavo etzli. So whoever wants can come. So fine. So this might sound a little bit familiar. This is what we start at the Seder of saying. So what's the Kolbos at the last line? According to the Kolbo, why is it that we start off the Seder by saying Halach Mania? Because we're trying to mimic what our forefathers did in Egypt. The Kolbo is positing that our four ancestors in Egypt, they start off their starim, quote unquote, by saying Halach Mania, by inviting anyone that wants to come in and join them. So the way we start off our Seder is also by saying Halach Mania. So now let's try to put two and two together. Meaning, if back in the day, our ancestors were carrying around the broken matzahs on their shoulders. So what we're trying to do at the beginning of the Seder of Yachatz is we're trying to kickstart the Sefer Yisusin Sayin story. We're starting off by reenacting what our ancestors did. Because if you look in Source 10...
It's not what he said.
No, we'll get there. If you look in Source 10, what was the Kolba bring down? The Kasa Rabbeinu Asher Zal V'Shemati Ki Be'alamnia, some city in... some city in southern France. The Kolbo, we don't know who wrote the Kolbo. It's a little bit unclear who wrote the Kolbo. So the Kolbo is very similar to the Sefer Orchos Chaim. It was written by Rabbeinu Asher Milonio. Milonio's in Provence, France. So it's unclear if the Orchos Chaim ripped off the Kolbo, the Kolbo ripped off the Orchos Chaim, or it's the same person, whatever. It's very, the academics of a whole whatever, trying to figure out who wrote the Kolbo. But the Kolbo writes, so he says that he heard, so after the karpos, they remove the table, they take the matzah, they wrap them in mapos. They carry them on their shoulders, they walk around the corners of the house. What do they do before they start the Haggadah? They used to take the matzah, walk around with it to different corners of the homes. And this is brought down by the Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch, by the Chok Yaakov. I don't know if anyone here has this minog. But there are still people after they split the yachatz, what do? They take the matzah, they walk around the house with the broken matzahs, trying to mimic and imitate what our forefathers did in Egypt. So why would they do this? Because the whole point is what we're doing with the matzah, we're doing with the yachatz, is that at this point we're about to start the sipur of sipur yitzitzitzayim, so we're trying to sort of imitate and mimic what our ancestors did in Mitzrayim with the matzah. Yeah.
In number 8, he says that the reason why we split it though is not the opposite. He says the reason why we split is because it's lechem oni like they had in Mitzrayim. Not
exactly. But that's the point. But we're trying to lechem oni what they had in Mitzrayim, because the point is that we're trying to mimic what our forefathers did in Egypt. So that's part of the Sefer Yisrael. I mean, according to the Kolbo, we're trying to do everything at the Seder is supposed to mimic and imitate what our ancestors in Egypt. In the same way our ancestors in Egypt had broken matzos, so we're breaking our matzos now to mimic and imitate what they did. And for that reason, that answers up your question. Where's the mitzvah and the matzah and the yachatz? That's exactly the mitzvah. I mean, the mitzvah and the yachatz is that now we're trying to imitate, we're trying to mimic what our ancestors did in Egypt. So for that reason, you're going to want to specifically split the top matzah because of in ma'avir and al mitzvahs. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But so you're saying it's the mitzvah sefer yitzur.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's schwer to say that this is Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos, because Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos is you have two mitzvah items. Here it's not a din in this, it's not that this is a mitzvah item and this is a mitzvah. It's all one mitzvah item that you have to do a maisa of the Sefer Yitzchak. The mitzvah Sefer Yitzchak is mitzvah. The mitzvah is not split in a specific matzah.
Oh, good. So what's Pshat the Bach? What? Yeah, wait.
So why don't we split all the matzahs?
Why don't you spell all matzahs? Okay, yeah, why not? What do you think?
No, I'm saying if they ate broken matzahs, then...
Yeah, so, matzah, it's also matzah, yeah, it's matzah from the Kabbalists, but all the matzahs, you just said, Mechalkin and matzah, which time, don't say which, that was... No, Hamatzah, one matzah. Yeah, number 10, though, you just said we take all the matzahs and we're cursing us on, like, what's the chilek between the two? I don't know, you have to see the whole Arichos, but... Okay, well, according to all the Arichos, for sure, they assume you only split one matzah. I mean, why would we want to split the matzah to begin with? So again, it's this idea of Lechem Oni, we're trying to serve, mimic, and imitate what our ancestors did. That's the purpose of splitting the matzah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's kasha.
Good kasha.
Oh, okay. So now what's the teretz? You know, this is not, this is kasha in the bach. I mean, it's not a kasha in what I'm saying.
You could say it's an element of the mitzvah super yitzrayim without being like, without the actual, like, actual splitting of the matzah, like the mitzvah of super yitzrayim isn't necessarily taluy on the splitting of the matzah, but it's still like an element of the mitzvah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think that's what the Bach's going to tell you. I mean, the Bach's going to tell you, it's still a mitzvah. And once you're in the mitzvah, so you have a concept, Eim Avir No Mitzvahs, and the top matzah is the first sort of mitzvah you're touching. And the same way if a person, whatever, comes into contact with two pairs of tefillin, they're not here. Like, we probably tell you to put on the first one. It's the same thing if someone comes to the matzahs here. Okay, good? Now, I think based off all of this, we can maybe perhaps understand a very cryptic line in the Piyut, Elokei Ruchos. So first of all, what's the Piyut Elokei Ruchos? So anyone here say Yotzos yesterday? Probably not if you dive into any of the shows in Silver Spring. But yeah, anyone know what Yotzos is? Yeah.
I just remember my dad told me what it was yesterday, but
I forgot. Okay, so back in the day in Europe, there are these long poems that they used to say on the four Shabbos, and Shabbos HaGadol, the Rishonim wrote these long, long poems that they'd add to Chazar Sashatz. And it was very like halachic poems. That they one of the ways that they would convey the halachas of Pesach was not only through drashas and from shiurim, it was just in davening they would add poems that were relevant. That's what the Sefer Parashas said. They would add poems that were relevant to the halachas of the day. The only time I've ever been to a shore they said them is in I don't know if they still do this, but in Berman we had an only Shabbaton in middle school. Did they do this in your day?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Only
Shabbaton.
Yeah.
No? Okay, so back in the day when I was in middle school in Berman, we had an only Shabbaton. They took us to the shul. I didn't wake up on time, let's just say, for davening. And we showed up to the shul, and they're like in the middle of Yotzes for like Parshas Shkol, and I had no idea. We had no idea what was going on. So back in the art school, still, they still print them. So what's the story also? If you ever wonder, well, why is it that they still print them? So we're willing. He called up the art school sitter. They're going to take them out. The Koran took them out. Why did the Koran take them out? Because no one says them anymore. Why is it that no one says them anymore? Because people have no patience. They can't say these long the Yotzes. So Will called up the art school sitter. He said, look, if you're going to take them out of the sitter, that's it. It's going to be forgotten in America. He said, the art school, you guys are sort of kovei the minhagim for Klai Yisrael in America. If you don't put them in, no one's going to say them. So art school, he called up the Meir Zlatowitz, or Nassim Shem, and they listened. And they still have, if you look in the back, very back of the art school city, I think it's a little bit smaller font and whatever, smaller print. But they still have the Yotzos for Shabbos Agal, and Shabbos Shkalim, and whatever, and Pashas HaChodesh. So these were said everywhere. Everywhere, back in the day, 100 years ago, over like in Shul, like, this was like a tip. This was said everywhere in Shabbos Agal, yeah.
Wait, is it like the 1920s? This is still being said?
In Europe, yeah.
So
when
the war?
Yeah, after the war, people came to America, and then people just got deleted from the city. Yeah, so, just to sort of signify the significance of these poems, the Rishon quoted, like Tosos quotes the poem, the piyut for Shabbos HaGadol is a piyut called Elokei Ruchos. It was written by Rabbi Yosef Tov Elim, one of the Baalei Tosos. This poem is quoted Lahalacha. I mean, Tosos quotes this poem all the time. Rishon quote this poem as like a raya for Halacha. So it's not like these poems are just like stamp poetry. We actually don't think about it. There's a lot of like significant svarim that we have. And that's fun. They're not really fun. They're just poems. For example, if you look at the Monei Mitzvahs, like the counting of the 613 Mitzvahs, you know where most of those countings are coming from? They're not coming from counting. They're not coming from Sarm. They're poems that the Rishon wrote to be said on Shavuos.
The Gonim.
Like Rav Saadia Gaon's count of 613 Mitzvahs, that's a poem that he wrote to be said on Shavuos. So my point is that the poems that Rishon Gonim wrote, they're not just stamp poems that like you know might find in the and Shaul Silverstein nowadays. So these are poems that the Rishonim Gaonim quote the Halacha. So in the Piyut for Alkei Ruchos, which was said by no one here, but if anyone went to some shuls, I think Rav Shaul is still holding shtek, they still say the Yotzos. So in the Piyut it says, Yaksa achas mishal shmatzos v'ein bracha ima. That's the kasha.
Not a specific line.
Okay, fine, good. Okay, well, what's strange about this line in the poem? Oh, yeah, what bracha would you make? Why is it that Rabbeinu Yosef Tov Ilam would... the in bracha imalik, he needs to tell you... I mean, the purpose of this poem is to give over the halachas to Baal Matan. You think there, in this poem he needs to tell you not to make a bracha on yachatz? Like, what's that mean now?
No, because Peter and Amalek will come along and he thinks that every minhag is a mitzvah. So therefore, you make a bracha just so you can make a bracha on.
Okay, so it could be. It could be. What do you think probably he's getting at, though?
The fact that it's not a mitzvah.
If you didn't tell me that's part of Super Insane's guy, then you don't have to make a bracha. Still, you don't.
Exactly. I mean, probably what he's getting at is exactly that. You might have thought that since it's part of Super Insane, it's a mitzvah, and we explained that starting off the Haggadah and everything. So you might think you should make a bracha on it. So it says the piyut. No, you don't make a bracha on it. It's probably pshat. I mean, he's assuming that really there's a mitzvah in splitting yachatz, and you might have thought to make a bracha, so he's going to tell you not to make a bracha. Yeah.
Wait, but then is that because it's part of Sibur Yisrael Tishrat, and therefore you would make a bracha?
Mm-hmm.
Even though Sibur Yisrael Tishrat itself is not a bracha until the very end, if at all?
Oh, good. Yeah, so yeah, whatever. You can still say it. Like, there's some sort of significance to it, and
I thought. To say like
yeah. Okay, so the reason why we don't make a bracha on Sefer Yisrael is for other technical reasons, and these technical reasons don't apply to the yachatz.
That's the reason to say bracha, no one.
Correct.
It's also the first act you're doing in Sefer Yisrael, which is why you might think that you
yeah. There you go, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you might think, exactly, that's actually very good. Meaning, you might think, that's a good shot, I didn't think of this. And you might think that this is the bracha. You mean, you should make a bracha on yachatz, because that's the bracha on Sefer Yisrael
Tishrei. Right, so then the bigger question he's really thinking at that point is that Sefer Yisrael Tishrei itself doesn't really get a bracha at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good? Any questions? Okay, good. Now, if you look in Source 11, look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Baal Tanya, so he writes, so the other half, right, the proof of the, now you did your yachatz, so the other half you have to put back in the, between the betoch shtei matzos to shleimus, k'dei lomar lav haggadah. If you should tzarech lomar haggadah on matzah roi, let's say it's by yedei chava, so you need to say the matzah on, sorry, the haggadah on matzah, which you're able to fulfill your obligation with, shneimar tocha lav matzos, lechem oni, v'dar shechacham, sh'oni lav dorm harbi. So the Gemara says that why is it called lechem oni? Lechem she'onin lav dvarim harvei. We talk about the matzah. Mitok she'nemar lechem ani chaser vav. So since oni is spelled without a vav, dar she'chacham lechem ani, madakar she'ani v'pusa avkan v'pusa. Fine. And then the point is that we have a concept in halacha called lechem oni. Lechem she'onin lav dvarim harvei. If you ever wonder why isn't the seder like at different points of the Haggadah says you should take off the matzah covering you put back on. You know what I'm talking about? Like in Haggadah's. You lift up the matzahs, because the point is that with the matzah, what we're doing is it's part of the Sefer Yisrael's design. So the purpose of having the split matzah, the lechem oni, is that it's a kiyum of lechem she'onim lev dvarim harbe, which is part of the kiyum of mitzvah Sefer Yisrael's design. So the start of that is the mitzvah of yachatz, because at that point, that's when you're splitting the matzah. Now you're creating lechem oni, now you're creating poor man's bread, which now is allowing us to start the mitzvah of lechem she'onim lev dvarim harbe, which is the mitzvah Sefer Yisrael's design. And this is, and also if you look in the Ma'aril, in his Seder Haggadah, the Ma'aril is also a very important Seder. The Ma'aril was the source for most of the Minhagei Ashkenaz. If you want to know why we do most things, it's coming from the Ma'aril. The Ramah quotes the Ma'aril left and right. He lived in the 1400s in Frankfurt, and he's really the source for most of Minhagei Ashkenaz. So he writes, I'm a Ma'aril Sagal, the Ra'at Tam Nei Ma'at Poison Afi Komen Samuch Lahas Chalas HaRachmania, Lefi Osapirish Darkosh Anir Pusa. So leaving aside the reason, at what point, according to the Ma'aril, are you splitting the matzah? Right before are you doing halachmania? Because that's the point. I mean, the point is right before halachmania, you're about to start the haggadah, you're about to start magid, right before we want to split the matzah. Because the point is that there's a kium of splitting the matzah and juxtaposing that to the start of the haggadah. And if you just look further in the Ma'aril, in the next os, Ma'aril writes, So one time he didn't lift up and he didn't remove the ka'ar when he said Arachmania. He put the ka'ar down and lifted up the matzos. And he left the ka'ar put down to manishtana. So then he put the matzos back and he took away the ka'ara till they got to the paragraph of Varan Gumbliyo. So they asked him, if it's just sufficient to lift up the matzos, so why is it that we're trying to remove the entire ka'ara from the table? Just lift up the matzos. What's this whole shtick with moving the ka'ara, the seder plate around, covering it up? According to Ma'ariel, what's the preferable thing to do for Halachmania? To lift up the entire Seder plate? No. What's the preferable thing to do? To lift up just the matzos. Why do you think the Ma'ariel has is preferable not to lift up the Seder plate, just to lift up the matzah? Or just the matzah?
Just signifying that aspect of the seaport.
Exactly, because Lechem Sh'onim Lev Dvarim Harbe, there's no shaykhus to that, to the mara and the matzah and the seder plate, to the karpas and the seder plate, to the whatever, to the egg on the seder plate. The only part on the seder plate that really has any significance in its connection to seder plates is the same as just as a prop, quote unquote, is the fact that we have the matzah, the lechem oni. So for that reason, where the Mariel holds its lechachil, only to lift up the matzah, not to lift up the entire seder plate. So now to make everything full circle, let's try to understand the machlokas in the Rishonim, whether a person's supposed to have two matzahs or three matzahs at the Seder. Because if we took a look back at the first source from the Rambam, according to the Rambam, how many matzahs are you having at the Seder? Well, two, you have a two, it's one and a half, right? One and a broken one. So if you look in source 14, Tosfos quotes, he quotes this, but he also brings in, this is the minhag we do, we follow the Ri, we have three matzahs. Or there are three matzos, so you have two whole matzos, one broken matzah. So what's pshat in this machlokes between the Rambam and Tosos? Or we want to have one and a half or two and a half matzos? Yeah, okay. According to Tosos, you need lechem mishnah. Good. Okay, what about according to the Rambam?
We don't, because that broken one still counts as something that's shown versus.
Oh, okay. Good. 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 Yeah. It's not a mitzvah. Lech Mishnah is not a mitzvah. Well, what does the Rambam say? If you look at the Rambam, again, the last line. So why is it that you don't make a bracha on two loaves of bread like Avi Yom Tovim? So clearly, he holds Avi Yom Tovim. You do need two loaves of bread. So there's a special kim lechem oni that tells you that you only need one split matzah when it comes to Lech Mishnah the Seder. According to the Bali Atosos, that assume that you need two and a half matzos. So you're fulfilling Lechem Mishnah with the two whole matzos. So why is it that we have this split matzah? Why is it that we have this split matzah? According to Tosos. Why do we have two and a half matzos? I mean, which matzos are you fulfilling Lechem Mishnah with according to Tosos? Which is what we follow? The full two. So why is it that we have a third matzah? Yeah.
I think I one of the things in the Rambam, but I think it might also even close to that. I heard of that quote of the Rav that it's like a fundamental part of the mitzvah of Nachamoni is that just on this night, like he says, Misharim Yom Tovim is different than the rest of the nights, because Nachamoni, like the program actually functions to be a Sharim, and because it's so fundamental to the actual mitzvah.
Ah, okay.
The broken matzah is, in essence,
form, okay, good.
Because if you look in the Rambam, right, lechem oni ma darko sha'ani l'prusa apam l'prusa, you could even say that, like, by virtue of, like, from the perspective of an ani, the prusa is sha'ani.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good, good, good.
That was the limud for lechem mishnas from the man. Kind of saying that this is before the man even came.
No, but the Rishon also applies in Lel Seder. Not Lel Seder, in Yom Tov.
No, I understand.
Okay, but I'm saying Shri Shal Pesach. It's not like you find any Rishon. Shri Shal Pesach is before the man.
No, but here they're reenacting the secret
Yetzias Mitzrayim
story. This is before there's any man. This is before.
I never saw anyone say that. No, but I mean the point is that according to Tosfos, right? Why is it that we have the third matzah? I mean, you have two matzahs for Lachem Mishnah, and the whole purpose of the third matzah, that's the kiyum sipur yitzchus zayim. The whole purpose of this half matzah is the kiyum for sipur yitzchus zayim. Exactly. You need a separate matzah, and you need two matzahs for Lachem Mishnah. Lachem Mishnah has to be set of shalim. And when the reason why you have this whole broken matzah is because the broken matzah is the Lechem Ani. That's the Lechem Sh'onu of Dvarim Harbe. As we explained, that's the sort of the kickstarter for the whole Magid. The whole kickstarter for the starting the Haggadah is having this broken piece of matzah, because the purpose of this broken piece of matzah is to allow us to sort of reenact Sipur Yitzchus with it. So to make a whole story short, we show that there's really fundamental machlokas between the Rishonim about what's the purpose of Yachatz. Because according to the Rambam, what's the purpose of Yachatz? I guess putting everything together. According to the Rambam, why do we do Yachatz? When do we do Yachatz? We said we do Yachatz right before before making a bracha of Hamotzi. But you don't do it at the beginning of the Seder. Why is it according to the Rambam you do Yachatz right before you make the bracha of Hamotzi? Because what's the purpose of Yachatz according to the Rambam?
Like this is a
That's a separate. According to the Rambam, why do we do Yachatz? Mm-hmm. Exactly. But you know, according to the Rambam, what's the kiyum of Lechem Oni? Exactly. I mean, according to the Rambam, the whole idea of Lechem Oni is not how we understand Lechem Oni, right? The way we've been explaining Lechem Oni is that you want to say the Haggadah over a broken piece of matzah. But according to the Rambam, that's not Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni is that when you actually make the brach of Hamotzi on Leil Seder, it's said over a broken matzah. But not that the entire Haggadah has to be said over a broken matzah. So according to the Rambam, there's no real significance to the mitzvah of Yachatz. And presumably that's what the Gaonim also, the Ritva also said, that there's no real significance to Yachatz. You don't tell me we do it so much early in the Seder. Okay, we only do it because of Hilchos Brachos. We don't want to make Hamotzi later on a broken matzah. But according to all these other Rishonim, according to the Rokeach, the whole purpose, the significance of Yachatz, is that Yachatz is really the kickstarter for Sipur Yitzchus Yitzchus. For that reason, we want to split the Tat Matzah because of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos. And perhaps even according to Avi Rishonim, right, we said that even according to the Rush and Old Lane, which is what we do La Halacha, right? I have a kasha, meaning what we do La Halacha is not really found in any of these Rishonim. Because what do? We split the middle Matzah.
So it's not like it's Sipur Yitzchus.
Exactly, no, but probably what we do is we hold that Yachatz is really part of Sipur Yitzchus Yitzchus. Just, you hold that the whole discussion of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos is not really applicable in this scenario. And you're going to have to explain that Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos is not, as we sort of pointed out earlier, might not necessarily apply when you have two matzahs. It's not necessarily so significant to Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos. So therefore, you can really split the middle matzah. You don't have to specifically split the top matzah. Does that make sense? Yeah, meaning according to what we do, La Halacha, we split the Yachatz, we do it beforehand. And it doesn't seem to be that we're really following the advice. It seems that really what we're doing with Yachatz is also more of a fundamental understanding of Yachatz, that our Yachatz is really starting off the Sipur Yitzchus Yitzchus story. But then you have the kasha, why is it that we split the middle matzah? Why is it that we're not splitting the top matzah? So for that, you're going to have to explain that for whatever halachic reason, Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos is not necessarily super applicable here when you're dealing with the context of having three matzos, and if you split the middle matzah, it's not a violation of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos. That doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah in splitting the middle matzah. That just means that the Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos doesn't apply here. But we still understand that the splitting the middle matzah is really something integral to the Seder. And the splitting of the middle matzah is what's allowing us now to start Halach Mania and to say the Haggadah over Lechem Ani, Lechem Shonim Lav, Dvarim Harbe. Okay, good. You could say it's not a mitzvah. I mean, you could say it's not a mitzvah, or you could just say, for whatever technical reason, which we're not going to get into right now, just there's no din of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos here. I mean, it's just a halacha in Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos.